Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 9th of April. Today is a bit of a non-day in the financial markets. There's nothing that's really going to provide direction on policy or economic growth. It's just noise. There's a reasonable amount of noise, quite a lot of it coming from the mouths of members of the US Federal Reserve. Comments in the last 24 hours offer something for everyone. Fed President Bullard sees 3 rate cuts as the base case for this year. Fed President Kashkari says the Fed should not stop short in the fight against inflation. Fed President Bauman says now is not the time to cut rates, and they see upside risks to inflation. So, investors can feel free to take whichever interpretation they prefer in the policy structure. However, given the worrying unanimity of the Powell Federal Reserve when it comes to decision-making, this range of opinions may not be as important as it would be in a better-run central bank. In the United Kingdom, the British Retail Consortium's March retail sales data came in stronger than expected. There are a couple of issues here. The consensus forecast was based on 3 individual projections, which makes better than expected about as meaningless a statement as it's possible to utter, with no disrespect to the 3 economists who have so much free time on their hands they were able to come up with a forecast for BRC retail sales. The movable feast of Easter will have also had a distortion, especially on food sales, which is where the strength in retail sales was. However, price discounting may have enticed customers to spend. UK shoppers were not happy with profit-led inflation, but they are prepared to be reconciled to their local supermarket if prices are actually falling. There are 2 surveys hitting the global headlines today, and they offer something of an ability to judge the difference in reliability of survey-based data. The first to be released is the European Central Bank's Bank Lending Survey. This does have some credibility to it because it's a central bank asking the banking system for information, and banks are very likely to spend a bit of time and effort in compiling their responses. The responses are also more likely to be objective rather than reflecting the whims and prejudices of whichever underling is filling out the forms. The data is also of some importance given the role bank lending plays in corporate finance within Europe. From the United States, there's the National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Sentiment Poll. This is a poll conducted by a lobbying group that has very specific political points to make, and past evidence has shown that a political bias in general and a strong bias on certain issues is evident. Given the increasingly politically polarized environment of the United States at the moment, there is certainly a risk that bias from respondents to any survey might outweigh an objective analysis of the economic outlook. The level of small business confidence recorded in this survey is typical for a Democrat-controlled White House. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.